Melchior Balthazar.
And thankfully, that night as the wise men slept,
"Stay away from Herod,"
a voice from heaven came to each one of them.
"After you leave the baby, go a different way,"
it continued.
"Never return to Herod. Never. Never return to Herod. Never return."
So, even though the wise men had made an agreement with Herod, now they were sure he was a man that should not be trusted. And I'm not sure it surprised them any one bit.
"Well, when Caesar sent out for everyone to be registered in the
Joseph
census..."
Joseph carried on to the shepherds.
"We knew we had to come to Bethlehem." "Ah, yes, that'd be right."
Blissful and oblivious to any danger, Mary and Joseph exchanged more stories with the shepherds.
"We were never sure what we would do if he came." "No, of course. Long journey."
"Yeah, from Nazareth, you say?"
"Yes, that's right. And then, of course, all the guest houses were full."
"Oh, visitors?"
"Who's that, Joseph?"
"I don't know, Mary. Don't be afraid." "Please do, come in. He is here."
So more visitors arrived via a star. The wise men, all the way from the east.
"Gold? Wow."
"Only the very best for a small king."
"Oh, and this smells amazing.
Myrrh and frankincense."
"Ah, granad myrrh for a sore hands.
It's very healing oil."
"Hello, I'm Jim."
"Hello, sir. Tim."
"Good to meet you, gentlemen."
"Frankincense too. Thank you. You must be exhausted."
"It has been a long journey, but nothing compared to yours."
"Please, sit down. Oh, watch out. I'd sit there if I was you. It's a little bit
clean,
tidier."
"Oh, you think so, do you?" "So,"
Herod began to his servant,
"how do you feel about Jerusalem being ruled over by someone else? No, no, feel free to be honest. I'm balanced."
Well, your majesty...
"What was that you said?
So when Herod didn't hear from the wise man again, and seeing he was no further on in his quest to find Jesus, he started to lose the plot. Quite literally.
"Hurry up!"
Herod had all his horses dressed up, but with nowhere to go.
"Can't take this anymore. Get out! Go! Kill every child under the age of 2. Kill them all! Don't come back until you've found every last one!"
And Herod's men were off, and did just as Herod had commanded them. Meanwhile, back at the stable.
"Well, this child is the king of the Jews. We knew he would be born in a most unexpected way. We are all in the presence of a holy king."
"Who would have guessed it?" "Welcome, King Jesus, I say. Oh, and good to meet you all too."
Soon after, God came to Mary and Joseph in a dream and told them that Jesus could be in danger. So after these celebrations and when Mary was strong enough, they left Bethlehem, just a perfect little family of 3. So it was here life began for Jesus of Nazareth.